Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I thought of you today.
Why is that?
Just because it was so stupid, and we've talked about this kind of dumb stuff before, but, like, you know, where we are in this world, right? Mm-hmm. And because of what we were talking about yesterday with the woman getting in trouble, and you left me the State of Michigan Court of Appeals stuff, with that woman who was in trouble for giving her kid the gun or whatever, right? All that stuff, right. Mm-hmm. So, I get a text, from my oldest today, and it's like at 8:24 a.m., right? And so he just texted me. He's like, yo, I'm going to be a little late today. The line out here is crazy. That's the line to get into where the kids park, right?
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, and there sometimes there's a huge line, sometimes there isn't.
Okay.
So I'm like, all good, as long as you're safe. And then he texts me back, and it just says, okay, I made it. And I said, nice, you're the best. Kill school today. And then,
oops.
And then, like, 2 minutes later, I'm like, I mean, like, do good at it.
Right.
Crush it. Don't hurt anyone. Right. And then he just responded, good idea. And that was it. But as soon as I wrote, like, kill school today, I'm like, if something happens, they're going to be like, well, why did you tell him to kill school today? Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't know. People in Gen X said kill as in good. I'm not, I know that's probably not appropriate today, but some of my vernaculars just never changed. Mm-hmm. Since 1992, so I said, kill it today.
And it won't be unprecedented this time, because they've already done it.
Right, I'm like, oh no. As soon as I saw it, I was like, kill school today.
Yeah,
you can't text that.
Can't. I don't think
which
can.
Is insane to think, right? But I really did, after I did it, I was like, oh no, you can't text that.
I mean, I think that they had a little more on this woman. You know,
no, I know they did.
But I still think it's best to just err on the side of caution,
right?
Because and just because you
more
know,
like a state of where we
someone
are.
Someone sees the text.
You can't text your kid, kill school today. You can't.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can. I did. I watched that thing that you had already watched the night before last. So did you watch it, Snow Cone?
The Idaho thing.
The Idaho thing.
Just the first one still.
Okay. Mm. Well, I watched it.
And
I watched all of it.
How many is it? Like three?
It's I'd say the same review as Lazo. I'm not sure. It felt kind of long at one point. I was like, okay. You know, like, I get it. But then shortly after I thought that, or somewhat shortly after I thought that, it ended. I think I have the same review as Lazo. It was, I don't have anything else to watch, so that's fine.
Right.
And I found some of the people to be extremely annoying.
Right.
I did find some of them
there
to be
a complete lack of self-awareness.
That's the major thing. And they're trying to do a good job of pointing out their lack of self-awareness. And it could be with some clever editing and things like that.
Right.
It works, because some of the things that these sleuths are saying is just incredible. I mean, one of them said something along the lines of, you know, people need to be careful what they say, because it can ruin lives. I'm thinking, that's what this whole thing is about.
Right.
That's why they're
talking
to you.
Just accused all these people. And the one person saying, like, you know, well, you know, hey, we put your name out there.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to do it to start eliminating suspects.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Bullhorn Bitchface or whatever your name is. Creepy Eddie 32, like, that's your job?
Yeah, he has to do it. Right. Otherwise, how would we know?
Right.
I thought the dude was the most annoying. The guy who'd been...
JLR?
Yeah.
I thought Bullhorn Betty was bad. She really bothered me.
She was bad, but for whatever reason, the dude annoyed me more. Does Bullhorn Betty and that girl... I know that they said that at the very beginning of the thing, it's like we started working together, her and this younger influencer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought that maybe they'd done a couple of things, but by the end of the documentary, they're showing them in a shared office together. Was that just for the Idaho stuff, or are they like a permanent team?
I got the idea that they were working together for this.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought, but when I saw The Office, I was like, man, these two are really
close. Olivia girl has like millions of followers
on TikTok. Which is crazy.
She's very popular.
I mean, look, I didn't go back and watch all of her old videos, but just the stuff that they showed in that documentary, I was like, this stuff gets millions of views? I don't understand.
It's just speculation.
Well, right, that's but also just her. Yeah. Like,
I don't even know that it's speculation. I don't know the dictionary
you have to look it up.
Definition of speculation, but I assume that it's rooted in some sort of thought process.
Actual thought process and theories.
Sometimes they're just like, hey, this guy is, you know, his name is this and we should look into him. Why?
Right.
Well, he was around there. I'm like, I was around there. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, you're around there.
Yeah, if someone
says something.
I'm going to
start a YouTube channel where I just start accusing all these people of murder.
I'll
tell you who was around there was Bullhorn Betty.
Right.
And she happened to be in Idaho right around these murders. And you know what? It's just speculation.
She hasn't come out and said she didn't.
There's people, right? She hasn't said she didn't do it.
So?
And I'm just saying, allegedly, you know, these people like Bullhorn Betty could be putting out information that's covering their own tracks to get everybody to look a different way. And I'm not saying she did it. I'm not saying she didn't do it. I'm just saying we should look into her.
Worth thinking about. Why, she spent an awful lot of time in Idaho. Moscow, Idaho.
Right.
I've never even been.
No.
You know who else has been there? Whoever murdered
those
kids that day.
They have that in common.
They do have that in common. And if I was going to try and cover up a murder, might be pretty clever.
I know. I'm not a detective.
A journalist, an online sleuth.
Right. So I don't know. But I do know, you know, from watching some CTV, they say that the people always go back to the scene of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be a part of it, you know?
They're accusing co-murderer of it.
Why did she come out and said that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't do it. Why didn't she just say she didn't do it?
Yeah, she should just say that. But she hasn't, so.
No.
So I know yesterday off the air, I think you answered this question, Snow Cone.
Anyway, if people are curious, we're watching that. What channel is it on?
It's on Paramount.
It's called Cyber Sleuths.
It's just it's really a documentary. It has everything to do with these Idaho murders, but it's really more a documentary about cyber sleuths and how they work and, you know, how they get money, I guess.
Sleuth-fluencers.
And this was the perfect crime for them because they didn't catch them for 2 months. And so they have 2 months
Great part of that is, like, they show all their clips when they're like, we've arrested Brian Koberger.
I know.
And they're like, who's
that?
Brian Koberger?
We've never heard that name before.
And then all of a sudden, Brian Koberger pops out of nowhere. And I'm like,
right.
He literally didn't pop out of nowhere to the police.
The cops.
Right.
The homicide detective.
Yeah.
Who's been trying to track us down. He has been aware of Brian Koberger and was interested in talking to Brian Koberger. Like, it didn't just pop out of nowhere. It just popped out of nowhere to you because you are no different than me. You have a Twitch channel.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
It. That's all you have.
And they're angry. They're like, what? Who? Brian Koberger? I'm sorry, but we've never even heard this name.
Right.
As if, like, because we haven't heard of him, this must be some sort of BS distraction from the truth.
Right.
Right.
Like, no. And then when they're asking about why don't the police share more information, it's ridiculous. Or why would there be a gag order? That's ridiculous. The fact that someone can't explain to them why these things are done and that they're done specifically because of people like you.
Right.
I mean, that's at least a huge part of it now.
Right.
But it's always been about successful prosecution.
And look,
how are
again,
you going to get someone caught in a lie if you give the information to everyone?
Right. Yeah. I've only been arrested. I've never been a police officer. My uncle was a homicide detective. So, you know, you spend enough time with those guys, they say things and you're like, well, that makes sense, I guess, right? It's like, my dad was a food salesman. I think, you know, I couldn't start tomorrow being a food salesman, but If I interviewed for the job, I probably know a little bit of the vernacular, right?
Yeah. Like, you're ahead of the average show.
Right? Yeah, just because I sat with him at dinner. But, you know, when I listen to these people, I'm like, man, like, it's like, well, they, I don't know. Did you not watch any true crime movie?
That's my thing.
Where
you guys
the detectives are like, we didn't release this information because we knew the guy would know, but we released this information so that it would make the person think this. Like, they're trying to solve a crime.
Right.
And they're using all these different things to try to find out who the murderer is.
Like
they're not really all that interested whether Bullhorn Betty has the full story or not. That's not at the, you know, as to why and when and how they're going to release this information.
Yeah, they said the two surviving roommates were both on the first floor.
Yeah.
To protect them, because we know now one of them was not on the first floor, they're on the second floor, and they saw him. But to protect her, you either had to say
because they're both on the first floor, because
they don't know if he saw her or not.
Right.
So you got to keep her safe.
Right.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
And you don't know that. Like, you sleuths don't know that.
Right.
That's the thing.
And they do that kind of stuff. I mean, we know cops do that all the time. Like,
but do we know?
We know that what they release to the media is not always everything that they know.
And that they also release lies sometimes to try and trick us a little bit.
Right, not us, the murderer.
So, exactly. The murderer who may be watching the news and getting this information.
Right.
But that's the thing.
Like,
I
we know we've seen
it's
like they did the white Elantra this time. But we know we've heard, at least in, you know, true crime, that like, hey, we're looking for a blue gremlin. You're not looking for a blue gremlin.
Right.
You're not. You know what it is. It's something different. You're putting this out there because if you say white Elantra, you think the guy's going to get rid of the white Elantra. You would say we're looking for this kind of car.
Yep.
And we know it because of, you know, this. And then they're like, yeah, but we're not looking at that. We already talked to that dude. He's not.
I feel like they already had the white Elantra, but they say that to see what he does with the car now.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They released it at different times.
They knew.
But we know in other cases they may be looking for that white Elantra.
Sure.
But they say green pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't want the guy to get rid of the white Elantra. That's the only thing they got.
Yeah. Right. And also when they do an interrogation, they want that interrogation to be as fresh and clean as possible so that when the suspect says something that they shouldn't know, they can't say, I read it in the news. I mean, that's the single biggest reason. So that they can't say, I saw it on TV, I read it in the news. If they know something they shouldn't know and it slips during an interrogation, they're going to use that to help prosecute.
Right, of course.
So I'm sitting there watching it thinking, well, do these people not know why police don't give all the information to the public? And then I thought, well, maybe a lot of people don't know that. Maybe it's just because I watch tons of true crime. I don't know. But then I thought, these people watch tons of true crime. They have to, don't they?
Exactly.
I mean, they're all true crime sleuths. That's what they do. So you would think that they are aware of why police do this. And just how indignant that guy got about sharing information, how it's important to share all the information we can eliminate them, like you said.
Like, literally, man, go, if this is really what you want to do, then go be a cop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Seriously. Right? Work your way up and become a homicide detective. It takes time.
Yes, but you won't be allowed to do this channel and talk about everything you know, that's for sure.
It's like I told you guys yesterday that the frat bros that people were speculating about, I found one of them on Twitter, and someone had commented to him and said, if you didn't do it, why didn't you come out right away and say, I didn't do it?
Right.
And the idea behind that, like, you just had four friends murdered, and you think the first thought should be, hey, letting everyone know, was it
didn't
me?
Didn't do
had
it.
Nothing to do with
didn't
it.
Didn't
do
it. You know, we should call up there, actually, and let them know that we didn't help Koberger.
I should tweet now that I didn't do anything.
Right. Didn't have anything to do with it.
Anything.
Had nothing to do with it.
You know, whatever you're speculating me about, I didn't do it.
Did not do it. Have not broken a law in ever.
Been a minute.
It's been a while, so there's nothing you could be looking at me for. Didn't do it. I mean, really, though, I wish someone would follow up and ask them, how would he go about doing that? Do you think that he should have tweeted it, right?
Yeah.
Put it on social media? Are you saying that he didn't say to anyone that you're aware of, I didn't do it? Like, you don't have that documented? When exactly was he supposed to do that?
Right.
And who all is supposed to do that?
Should he hold a press conference?
Right. Who all is supposed to do that? Because he knew that you guys were looking at him? Is that, you know, and the fact that these people's lives get ruined.
The mental gymnastics is just crazy.
Right.
And the ruined lives.
And he probably feels like he doesn't have to say anything because the cops already went and talked to him, and he was like, I was at my grandma's, and they're like, well, we can tell you there through your phone and your grandma.
Right.
Okay, cool. You didn't do it. See you later, man. If you hear anything, let us know.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think, well, I should tweet this to Bullhorn Betty.
Right.
Just make sure she knows the cops have cleared me.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Exactly. I just, the whole thing is really, and maybe that was part of it.
And
maybe
it's not
it
going
wrong.
Anywhere, right? I mean, it's not going to go anywhere.
No, no. Ooh. They don't seem
this
to care.
This is the thing now.
I mean, they're getting paid, you know?
Yeah,
they're
making
paid,
lots of money.
They're getting paid well, some of them. So, you know, more power to them, I guess. But the ruining of people's lives. I couldn't sleep at night. Like literally, I couldn't do that. If people's lives were getting ruined because I was making up these speculations on a channel, if I had that power or ability, I would do a lot of terrible things. Last week we talked about, you know, some of the most immoral ways to make money. I think we said we do just about all of them. But the fact that these people didn't you say
well,
that
I'm not
Kohlberger's
go that
sister
far. I could absolutely
is
do it
in
for
hiding,
money.
Basically.
Oh, I mean, yeah, both of them. They both quit their job or got fired.
Both who?
Know.
The sister and who else?
Both sisters. He's got two
sisters. Did his sisters have to do with anything?
I don't know, but they both either lost their job or resigned, but they both are out of jobs now. And,
and like laying
low,
hiding. Like in hiding. And wasn't one of them wanting to be an actress?
At one point, yeah.
So people online just said, what? Like, you must be involved in this too, or your brother's so disgusting, your whole family deserves to die because of your brother.
You had to
when
known.
Did this start? It's like a North Korean punishment.
Right.
I don't understand. I was really curious. Is it because they think she was involved, or is it because they're saying no? Because I know this happens.
Anytime
there's a big crime case.
You should have done something about it. Like, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. So, you know what? Maybe it was better. The documentary was better than I thought. And it was just that I was getting angry.
Because every single time, the parents and the family say, we had no idea.
Right.
But that's just a consistent thing. They always say, we had no idea.
Right. And that happens a lot.
Constantly.
And I tend to believe them. And also, you would never think that your kid was the one, especially in Pennsylvania, whatever else. You're not thinking about this.
Right.
There's no way it's your kid. I mean, the sister admitted that by the time he's taking trash out of the trash with gloves on and putting it into Ziploc bags, that she's like, holy crap, white Elantra,
you know,
gloves.
I do take
did
that
he do
back
something?
Because Ethan Crumbly's mom, when they heard there's a shooting, she texted him like, don't do it.
Oh, okay. She knew right away. Well, you know, that's why she got convicted, I guess.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So are you ready for the big news?
Yeah.
Did you guys figure out what it was?
No, I didn't even look.
Celebrity. Big time celebrity.
Happens to be local. Are we going to get an update about the rat?
Yeah, I'll give you an update on that in a second.
Okay.
Happens to be local. Brittany Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
She's a big celebrity.
I saw her.
People know Brittany Mahomes, right? And people in California and Washington State and New York, they're aware of Brittany Mahomes.
Okay.
Not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
I see her in New York Post articles constantly and kind of those, you know, trashy. Not that the Post is trashy, sorry, but some of those trashier news websites, I see her name a lot. A lot of it is probably pushed to me because they know where I'm accessing the internet from, but I feel like a lot of people know who she is. Well, I mean, someone else must think that she's a celebrity because Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Oh, is she on it?
Yep. They announced today, Sports Illustrated says that Brittany Mahomes will make her debut in the 2024 swimsuit issue as a rookie in the iconic magazine's 60th anniversary issue, which is, I think it's the May issue, which means we'll probably get an
April.
I thought
they fired everybody from Sports Illustrated.
I thought it was gone.
Sports Illustrated went under.
I thought it was gone. So,
like last week or something.
Is it just a website now? Because I wondered the same thing, but there's several magazines like that where I think maybe they still have a website. I mean, like Newsweek, right? They still
exist. I think they were down to just a website. I thought they fired everybody.
Yeah, I thought they went under.
Anyways, do they have pictures of her?
Well, not yet. In May. But I did see a picture. I saw
Find them.
Hold on. I did see a picture that I don't know if this is going to actually be in the magazine or not, if these are the right photos.
Is it
going to
be her and Patrick?
Huh? Looks like it's just going to be her. I mean, that would be pretty funny if they did a couples
Well, they do it.
Thing. Oh, they do? I didn't know
a lot
that.
Of times they'll be like, you know, in the swimsuit edition, they'll have husband and wife.
Okay. So I don't know if these are actually pictures that are going to be in the magazine or if they're just pictures of her in a bikini. They look professional, for sure.
It's pretty attractive.
Yeah, right? Brittany Mahomes. When was the last time that, or even just as a kid, when you think swimsuit edition, what's the iconic name that you think of, that you associate with? Because I think later, obviously there was Playboy, and then later there was those Maxim magazines. So with Maxim, it was like, people got excited about that too because you were going to see someone potentially in lingerie and stuff that had always been so wholesome and on TV or in the movies. Or someone that, you know, a lot of times they would use child stars that had grown up. And it's like, oh, you didn't know this side of this person. And because there were a lot of those actresses that weren't willing to do actual nudity for Playboy, but they were willing to do, you know, the
Someone
racy photos.
Someone on Twitch said Patrick put a thing on a story showing her posing for it as well.
And that, like the photos being taken?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I think these are the pictures, but I don't want to say that, and then it ends up they're not in the magazine. But she looks pretty good. But the last one I think of, really, is Kate Upton.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just because people, I don't actually know why that was such a big deal, other than that people thought she was hot as hell.
God, man.
But was she a celebrity before that? I can't remember.
No.
I felt like the first time I heard about her was Sports Illustrated. That she was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit
model.
She did
some dance that went viral, like the Cat Daddy or something.
But wasn't that after?
I feel like that's kind of like what that led to her being. I mean, I think she already was like a model, obviously.
Yeah, she was, right?
I
feel like that's kind of like.
She wasn't like a celebrity that they got put into Sports Illustrated. I thought that she was a model that for whatever reason, people just. That one happened to be the one that. Non-celebrity that people said, have you seen this? I mean, people suddenly treated her as full-on celebrity.
I mean, my God.
If she was dating someone or seen somewhere, they said her name like, you know exactly who we're talking about. From that point on, I feel like it was with Sports Illustrated. But going back before that, when I was a kid, I think the biggest one I remember is Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, I'm looking at the top 10 now.
I'm looking at them too. Some of these people I don't know. Snowcone, is it just after your time a little too much? Because in the 90s, I remember seeing the cover with the regular magazines. And I was trying to tell my mom I wasn't looking at it. You know, I wasn't going to like grab it out of the stands there. But I would definitely look up there and go, ooh.
I remember it, but I think it was more Maxim around my time.
Yeah, because Maxim probably got popular around 2000.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair? Yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah. And is that magazine still around? Because I was looking up somebody yesterday or 2 days ago, someone who's a child star and host a true crime show that I was watching. I was like,
Elle McPherson is number one.
Oh, that's not surprising. Wasn't she number one for Playboy, too, even though it wasn't nudity?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, it's like that's the most iconic.
Okay.
So Elle McPherson.
I don't know if you're looking at the same website.
Kathy Ireland.
Okay, I've got Paulina.
Yeah, she's number 10.
Porizkova. Yeah, I'm starting just at 10, which I don't think I know who that is.
Do
I
know who that is? She's a huge model. She was married to Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
Oh, that's her? The model wife? Yeah, oh, okay, okay. Bar Raffaelli?
Bar Raffaelli.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Israeli.
Looks recent.
Huh?
She's Israeli, right?
I don't know.
She dated Leo. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It looks pretty.
If I know that, then everybody knows it.
She was in the magazine 2007 to 2010 and then 2012. Number 8 is Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
I remember that, but, you know, I was also.
Kate Upton is real hot.
And I was a Billy Joel fan.
It's like just designed in a lab.
Tyra Banks.
Is Tyra Banks the next one on the list?
I don't know. I'm just going through.
Cheryl Teagues is 6 on this list.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, so your list might be different. Yeah. Well, no, it's probably the same. Heidi Klum's number 5. I do remember Heidi Klum. This picture of Heidi Klum is one of, for whatever reason, maybe it's just because it's
you masturbated
the age,
to it.
But I felt like did this you is like an iconic picture from,
one.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I remember it, but I know that photo.
Did you masturbate to it?
I think by that point I had nudity to masturbate to. But I certainly would have been interested in masturbating to the models in the 80s, maybe, you know, early 90s. Kathy Ireland, probably. But the other stuff would have been, I don't know when I got the internet. Let's see, it was like 95, something like that. So at that point, it was like, just forget about it. I threw away my Victoria's Secret catalogs. The Victoria's Secret catalogs, they mailed to the house because that's just what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to ask for it. Everyone got one. Mm-hmm. So I just grabbed it and took it upstairs every time. The Sports Illustrated swimsuit, I didn't want to buy and have my mom see me buying it because I was a kid. And I didn't want her to think of me like that. You know?
I remember my stepdad bought it for me one time.
A Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Really?
Yeah, like he was at the store and I was a teenage horny boy.
There's pictures of her. There's a video of her going through the shoots, Brittany Mahomes.
So he just brought it for you?
That's a crazy thing. It's crazy. Like, it's just crazy. Because they met in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like Justin Verlander and Kate Upton. You get that. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really good at something. She's really good at something. And then they meet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
hanging
we're
out
all
cool
on the same level.
Out.
But how do you get, like, the best quarterback and then this super hot girl to go to some dumb high school in Tyler, Texas?
Yep.
Like, how does that work out?
I mean, I imagine he, you know, is the high school quarterback. He gets the hot cheerleader.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
think the hottest girl in Tyler, Texas ends up on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Well,
you know what I mean? Right. I know his celebrity helps get her there.
Right.
But, by the way, I'm just to give her her flowers, she doesn't look
out of place
on a swimsuit cover model with Kate Upton.
No.
How the hell do these two people grow up in Tyler, Texas?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, she's in here. Like, some of the ones, like, you're like, oh, these, when they did the couple ones, like, here's the guy and here's the girl. And you're like, oh, look, they're both athletic. But you're like, you know, they don't look like Kate Upton. She looks like she could be hanging out with Kate Upton.
Mm-hmm. And she's had a couple kids, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive.
I mean, it is. And how do they just, these two people just end up in some stupid high school in Texas?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
Nobody from my high school did anything.
I have friends who married their high school sweethearts.
I'm the most successful person.
I didn't look like
me
that.
Me and Warren DeFever. You don't even know who he is.
Well, what about Teriyaki? Did he not go to the same school?
No. Well, I don't know. He may have.
Oh, I thought
he was
did.
Much older than us.
Oh, okay.
You're right. But Teriyaki.
He went to the same school. It's like if they were going to do a crest at Hubert Elementary. What was it? Herbert Hoover?
Herbert Hoover Elementary.
Yeah. If they were going to put a crest there with the names on it, like a Mount Rushmore, I figured it'd be you, Teriyaki.
And some dude who went missing in Hawaii that I've never seen again.
Man,
so.
That story. Right? That's something else. That's who the other name is, the guy that went missing?
Yeah, and then there's a girl named Sheila who won, like, I don't know, gold medal in the Olympics.
Have you, you
that's
know,
it, man.
You can look on Wikipedia and it tells you, have you done that, where it shows you the biggest celebrities that went to your school, your high school? I didn't know that you could do that. It was like maybe 6 or 8 months ago. I was looking up something and I saw that they had these, you know, sections on most of the high school Wikipedias that tell you notable people that went there.
Found I did go to school, people were laughing. I did go to school with a Sheila. Yeah, I did.
That's why Lazo uses the name.
It's not even, I don't even think about her when I do it. She was a couple years older than me. I just know she won like a triathlon in the Olympics or something.
But it was not a unheard of name or like an odd name at the time.
Mm-mm.
Right? There were girls named
Sheila.
Sheila
Takeabout.
And you had Sheila E., right?
Yeah.
So
I always thought
it was
just Sheila
Takeabout. Okay. But yeah, when you say Sheila, I don't know why. It always conjures up images of like an old person. I just didn't know a Sheila. I don't remember knowing a single Sheila ever.
Kind of hot and slutty.
Right, see, that's not what I associate with Sheila at all. At all. But it doesn't mean anything.
Sheila wreck your life. You got no time for Sheilas.
Well, I have different perspectives. I apparently went to school with some girl who was who's like a really famous model and moved to, I don't know, South America or something, like a crazy story that hung out with a bunch of celebrities, maybe dated some celebrities. I saw that she was in music videos for like big stars, like the Black Eyed Peas and stuff like that. And she's like the main person in it. And that she's wealthy. I mean, it looked like today she's living on some estate somewhere. I had no idea. Have you checked yours recently to see who went to school there?
No, I haven't, but I know most of it's like the people I mentioned to you and then hockey players. Ally Afraidy, Mike Madonna.
Right.
It's all, you know, it's all like, yeah, I remember that guy played hockey. He was good.
The only people I see that went to East is Thomas Frank, who I both really like. And then, I don't know if Lazo, you would know this, Joey Wentz.
Yeah, of course. Joey Wentz went there?
Went to Shawnee Mission East, professional
baseball.
I didn't
know that, Joey Wentz.
Where do your kids go? Where what?
Shawnee Mission South.
South, okay.
So I think they have Rodney Pete went there. And then one of those, I don't know if it's Paul Rudd or Rob, I think it's Rob Riggle maybe. One of those guys that hangs out with them went to South.
Okay, yeah. I know Sudeikis went to West.
He might
I think he went to West. I think Dr. Phil went to West.
He went to the same elementary school as my kids.
Do you know Nathan?
So he might have went to South. I'm not sure.
Do you know Nathan Webb? Have you heard that name before?
No.
Okay, baseball player that went to my school. Do you know Tommy Frevert? Frevert? Yeah, Frevert?
Nope.
Frevert? American football player?
Mm-mm.
No, nothing? Somebody who writes comic books? I didn't know who that person was.
Someone said Rob Riggle went to South.
Okay, so I knew it was one of them.
Yeah, I know Paul Rudd and Sudeikis went to West. That's right.
Well, that's weird. I guess maybe was South not around then?
Well, one of them's newish, right?
I don't know, because he went to Brookridge Elementary, which is where my kids went, and that goes to South.
Okay.
Because in, well, maybe he didn't, I don't know, but in...
It looks like it started in 66.
Huh. Maybe just the borders were different at that time.
Well, The Who played a concert there.
Yeah, Shawnee Mission South, they did. In the gym.
Cool.
Wait, what?
And awesome. Yeah, The Who played a concert at Shawnee Mission South in the gymnasium.
That's awesome.
In like the 60s.
What? Why? How? How's that?
It was before they were big.
It was like 67, so they're just starting off.
So they did a small tour and
they played the Shawnee Mission South gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Yeah, those classic rock bands used to play a lot of high schools.
Like they did?
Yeah, like when they're starting off, yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. I'd never heard of that.
They would play high
I think it would have bad sound in there. It's a gymnasium.
Probably. Yeah.
So they just stood up on the stage there and the
yeah.
I mean, because the gymnasiums did usually have stages. I don't know if they still do.
That was common.
I felt like my gym in high school did not have a stage in it anymore. Those were separate things. Mm. Like the older schools that I went to before, they always had the stage in the gym. Because you would do your school plays there and whatever else. And then it was also where you did PE.
Yeah.
But in high school, they had separated them.
Yeah. I forgot about Chucky Beeler. He was a drummer from Megadeth from 1987, 1989.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
And I told you that girl, she was a year older than me. She graduated, and Megadeth played her graduation party.
That's
in their mom's backyard.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I mean, what year did she graduate? We're talking like when they were really
popular?
Well,
he was in it from 87, 89, so she must have graduated in 89, I guess, probably.
I mean, in 89, if Megadeth's playing your high school graduation,
It's
got to be pretty cool.
Dave Mustaine?
Maybe you're white.
With him?
Huh?
Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, yeah. So he's right? always been. It's been his band.
Yeah, I thought like they were like bigger, like because he left Metallica.
He got
they
kicked
kind
out of
like,
Metallica.
We got kicked out, but like, weren't they kind of a big deal at that point?
Oh, it was
they
huge.
Were big. Yeah, they were big.
Okay, but so it was like a local band. It was like, this is a big deal.
No, they were big.
Her brother was the drummer, and everybody was like, God damn, Megadeth is playing
that's
her backyard.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, they're big. I mean, that was them at almost their peak. Because
I just thought it sounded like they're a local band that then made it big.
No, they'd already.
I don't even think they were a local band. He became the drummer because he was the drum tech for them.
Okay,
and the drummer quit, and he became the drummer for a couple of years. That's what we know.
And you're in. It's like that. That's it. Yeah, because they would have had a couple big albums by then already, and then I think maybe their biggest album was coming out in the next year or two. So they would have been really, I mean, as big as they got, which is, you know, not a local band. Yeah, yeah. I looked at. I got real into that looking at the high school.
He was on the album So Far, So Good, So What. That's
and
what
then,
he was on.
Oh, he wasn't in Rust in Peace?
No. And then he was in the documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2.
Oh. Do we know why?
What?
Like,
why
he helped do music for it? Or
he was in it because he was in Megadeth, I guess.
Oh, that's a documentary about Megadeth? Okay.
Yeah, the metal years.
Oh, I've never seen it. I didn't even know. I saw some story about Megadeth the other day. I didn't even click on it. I thought, man, you know, I used to wear the T-shirts. I just really tried to like
I didn't even
stuff.
Know. His mom was my substitute teacher. She was always busting my balls and got me in a lot of trouble. But Chucky was fired from the band because he was a cocaine addict. So how about that, Miss Beeler?
How does that get you fired?
Yeah, didn't Mustang get kicked out for drinking
lame.
Too much?
I don't know why they kicked him out.
That's for drinking too much.
Yeah, but they also didn't get along with them because they all drank a lot, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that they did that documentary and they tell the story from their side about telling them, like, hey, you've got a flight. Isn't that basically the story? Like, you got to go. Your bus leaves. That's what it was. You got to want a ticket. He's like, when's my flight leave? And they're like, we didn't buy an airplane ticket. We bought you a bus ticket. That's the thing about the story. Like, Lars or whoever it was went in there and told him. And his response was supposedly, you know, decent considering you're getting kicked out of this huge band. But he's like, all right, well, when does my flight leave? And I'm like, ah.
About that.
The Church of Les.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Doom scroll. Bucket.
Whoa.
I was looking to make extra work.
Glad Sunkern was around. So remember
that
story?
Too much work, Sunkern?
I got it.
Someone's wearing a dad hat today.
This is a dad hat?
Is it not a dad hat?
I thought it was a Cal Berkeley hat. But yeah, it's a dad hat.
Doesn't it have, what's the back of it look like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it Velcro?
Prairie Sailor. Best clothing in the biz.
Yeah, I think it's a dad hat. It looks good on you. But you're a dad. He said, you've heard him say, like, I don't like hats. I don't look good in hats. But he wore a hat every day for a couple of years, and he does look good in hats. The news. Remember I told you about that U.S. airbase getting struck by a drone and people died, killed Americans?
I remember.
And Biden said there will be a response, but I can't say what that response is going to be. And then he said, we've decided what the response is going to be, but we still can't tell you what that response
is
going to be. Well, they did it.
Can you grab me one of these if you have a chance? Thanks.
Sugar-free Red Bull, my man. So they did it.
Don't be cussing.
I won't, I promise.
They struck a car in Baghdad. Apparently had the guys who were responsible for the drone strike against the Americans.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's real impressive, Lazo. There's video. The media was down there with cameras. You can see video of this car on fire. They used a drone to hit this car, and it looks like nothing else around it got hit. It reminds me when I was a kid and they would do movies about the future and they would show the military in the future and they had laser guided weapons that could just hit one person a half a world away. You know, we're going to shoot this guy with these machines. We're going to use this satellite to shoot this guy. That's kind of what this feels like. They blew up this one car with these guys who are responsible for the drone strike. At least that's what they're saying. And it looks like if you were in the car behind it or in front of it, you would have survived.
This morning, new details emerging of a deadly U.S. strike inside Baghdad. A precision drone incinerating a vehicle, killing three. An assassination so targeted, cars close by appear undamaged. Among those killed, Abu Bakr al-Sa'adi, one of the leaders of an Iranian-backed militia accused of a drone attack on a U.S. base that left three servicemen and women dead. President Biden ordering the strike early last week, a U.S. official telling NBC News. Last night, the official says, the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah, I mean, look. It looks pretty impressive to me. If you're the president and like, hey, we got to do something, but you're worried about escalating tensions and all those things. And they say, no, we can just take out this one car. Well, you got to say yes in that.
Yeah, of course.
Instance, right? It's like a Matt Damon movie where they've got boots on the ground over there. Matt Damon and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
like
right,
a big
together.
Movie together. And they're trying to get intel in the Middle East. And then they find, like, there's the guy. He's going to be in this car. Look for it. And they give that information. And they have to get back to the White House to get permission to strike the car.
Right. And Biden Jeremy Renner gets killed.
Yeah, and then Jeremy Renner gets killed. Exactly. Because he's not a leading man. He's good, but he's not
a leading
man. Stop
it. You always say that. I love Jeremy Renner.
I like him, too, just not as a leading man.
Why not?
Look, the Hurt Locker's the exception, but they tried making him like a Matt Damon. I know he
was. He was good in The Bourne Identity or whatever it was.
He's great in Arrival.
Yeah, and he was the mayor of Kingstown. He's good in that. And
The Town?
The one where he shoots the...
Hawkeye?
Yeah, but did he have his, did Hawkeye have his
and
own
And The Town, he's good.
Yeah, not weird leading man in those.
He's probably a co-leading one, I guess.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the best supporting guy.
I'm kind of with him, I'll be honest. I don't know if he's a leading
He's
man.
Not a born...
It's probably been Affleck.
He's not a born supremacy guy, you know?
He was good in that.
I just couldn't... I don't know. I couldn't go there. He's
you.
Whoa! Good thing Snow comes back.
Yeah.
But... Lazo, I mean, if you were president, you'd probably say, yeah, go ahead and strike the car. Right? You get
I'd
that
go
call
ahead and say,
from
strike your car because of the way
Jamie
you speak
Fox.
Poorly about Jeremy Renner.
Mr. Oh, it's
Renner.
Not that poorly. I like him. I'm personally not a huge fan of him as a leading man. That's all. It seems like they have so many other people that they could use. Why not use them? But we were talking last week about Iraq. Like, why? They got to be thinking, why is it always us? How are we involved in this? Now Iran is fighting with the United States, and so they're bombing Baghdad.
Sure.
Like, why does this happen? They are mad about it now officially.
Who?
Iraq. They said that there's some sort of coalition, you know, that's been going on since the invasion with U.S. and exactly. But the Baghdad government says that these continued strikes in within the borders of Iraq could lead to them ending the U.S.-led coalition in the country. That's according to the prime minister's military spokesperson. Yeah. You know, you would think that you got to get permission for something like that. And if you don't, the country's going to be upset.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like, why are you doing this here? It's not like, I mean, I guess I don't know the details about what's going on in Iraq, but they are a sovereign nation. We know that.
They are?
I believe so.
I thought maybe we ended that.
I think they're a country. I think it's a sovereign nation. And I think it's a little rude to just assume that because it's a country in the Middle East that you're allowed to... Strike targets.
You're allowed to bomb Iraq whenever you want.
Right. Just throw some Scud missiles in that direction or whatever else.
They have Scud missiles.
Well, whatever. Throw whatever you got. We've got laser-guided drones now. Patriot missiles. Okay.
They have Scud. See how one sounds bright
good.
And shiny?
One's red,
one
white, and blue.
One sounds like dirt, like other people's sheets.
Yeah.
Right? It's dirty. Smells cat piss.
Leftover Scud missiles.
Smells like cat piss. Smells like dirty sheets.
Those primitive
What about the Patriot?
Yeah, the Patriot. Bum, bum, bum. It's red, white, and blue. It's like a firecracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps people be freer.
Freshly painted. The Scud's like dirty and rusty.
Yeah, the Scud missile was bought by like Nicolas Cage in that.
Right. Just
Wars
crappy.
Of War
we
movie.
Know it may not work. It might. Just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all crappy.
Most
looking.
Of them get shot down by.
It's not bright and shiny like a Patriot
systems.
Missile. I'll tell you that right now.
Patriot missile's sweet.
Patriot missile looks like Miss America.
Yeah. Shot right. off the back
Scud
of a
Scud missile
beautiful
looks like
U.S.
A,
ship.
A whore at your local bar at 3 a.m.
What was the name of your ship?
Serviceable. But you're not all that into it.
What was the name of your ship?
Might backfire. I was on the USS Impervious.
Impervious. I knew you told
Impervious.
Me before.
Impervious.
Impervious. And that was the wooden ship?
MSO 449.
That was the wooden ship?
Wooden ships in the water, like Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Wooden ship. But it was a big wooden ship.
Wasn't that big.
Well, it was small in comparison.
It was bigger than your boat at the lake, but...
Oh, but it wasn't that big. No. It wasn't massive. It wasn't like the kind of thing where if you're driving...
180 feet or something.
Okay, so that's I think that's pretty big. I'm bad at that stuff.
Obviously
it couldn't be that big, I don't think. I mean, it's a wooden ship.
It was the size of a really big yacht.
A really big yacht. Okay, that's smaller than I thought. That's what I thought. I thought it was like
it had to be wood because
my mind, it's always a pirate ship.
Yeah, maybe like that.
That's what I always think of. Lazo looking over the edge of this pirate ship, going, "We got one." Because you guys look for mines, right? Made way for the other ships.
Yeah, that's why it had to be wood.
Right, so the mines wouldn't.
Some are magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be.
Those are the ones that they tie down to the ocean floor that are sitting.
Those are contacts.
Oh, those you just bump into. That's why they're hanging.
They have a chain on them. And they float, and then you hit them. But other ones,
so they're not attractive.
They can be at the bottom of the ocean
and just pull right up.
And when you drive over it, magnetic, boom.
Gotcha.
A metal ship goes over it, bam. So you have to, you know, we had these different types of things that we would do to
look for them.
Not only that, but then to
disarm them.
Good idea. Yeah, that's probably better. The mines. So like we had these big things that floated out behind us. If they were the floating mines. In the water, we had these looked like two big floating, I don't know what to call them, but they would go out, and then you'd have this,
Drag it?
Well, they'd have a really tough fishing line. I'm trying to explain it as much as I can, and it would come through and cut the chain, the mines would float to the top, then we'd explode them. Then we'd explode them.
Yeah, so you just shoot out or something?
We had guys that came out and disarmed them. We had divers on our ship.
Like a Jeremy Renner type person.
Yep.
Not the captain of the ship, but someone who's pretty important.
Nope.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He was a diver.
Gotcha. Well, that doesn't seem like a very fun job. I mean, if I was that person, I'd be like, can't we just shoot it? Can we just stop the ships for a second and just shoot at it? It's already floating there. In the movies, that's the one they always show are the ones that are tied to the ocean floor that are...
Yeah.
That are, so what are those called? Did you say you had a name for those?
I don't know.
I thought you just said something that you had a name
some
for.
Some sort of chain thing.
Yeah. But so those are probably different from the magnetic ones.
Yeah, the magnetic ones sit on the bottom.
And just hide them.
And then, boom, they hide them. And then there's just floating mines. They just throw them in the water and they float.
Oh, I don't know.
And they
know
can
that,
be floating and
too.
Magnetic sometimes, right? Now it's a real problem.
Zip right over.
Yeah, bam.
Like the size of what? Like a dinner plate or bigger than that?
Bigger than that, but not massive.
Okay. And it just floats there and then zips right
over. It was like a hole in the side.
Did anybody hit a mine during?
Yeah, when I was there.
Like one that you guys didn't see that you missed?
Oh, wow. Full story. I don't even know. Maybe I could be giving away confidential information. I don't know, and I don't care.
Allegedly. Remember?
We were. No, I was there. This happened. We were. We were leading the fleet to the beach, to storm the beach, right? Mm-hmm. And then what basically happens is everybody goes behind the minesweeper.
Right.
The minesweeper can tell if there's mines because the Iraqis and people who live on the coast, you know, they throw mines in the water in case you're going to storm the beach, blows up the ship, right? Mm-hmm. So we go first and everybody's supposed to follow us. So at one point, we spotted like 50 mines in the water. So we slow down. We got to disarm these things, right? You can do it through sonar. There's a bunch of different ways to do it, right? Not necessarily my job. But there's a bunch of different ways to do it. You cut them, bring them to the top, drive around them, right? Try to figure out a path, have everybody follow you. So there's 50 mines and we're running a little bit late to where we're supposed to be. This one ship is like, we can't wait. We're supposed to be at this place at this time. Our captain's like, dude, there's mines in the water. You guys need to stay behind us. I'm in charge.
Did you like your captain?
Yeah. Okay. And then the other captain on the other ship is like, yeah, no, not interested, and went around us. Hit a mine.
On a big ship?
Yeah, blew up half the side of his ship.
What?
I saw pants floating in the water.
Did he have to answer for it?
I'm sure. Not to me.
He's just like, no, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like, Leroy
Jenkins. We
have
a certain time to be there. Yeah, right.
What the hell?
And so he hit it.
Hey, guys, that ship up there that said, no, that's the minesweeping ship. It said, don't go there.
So
mines.
What we did, we would just lead him up there, and then we would go away, because we didn't really have anything to fight anybody with.
Okay.
Give me it was basically me. I was the guy that was supposed to fight people. I had a 50 caliber rifle. That was it. That was my job on the ship.
That's not bad.
To kill people.
Give me some sort of mental image of what the captain looked like. Celebrity-wise, maybe, or...
God, let me see.
Like, is he 50s, 60s?
Yeah. Early 50s, muscular, blonde hair.
Oh, he's white guy.
White guy.
Okay.
A little bit taller, maybe your height.
Okay.
But muscular.
Okay.
Looks educated. I would say, I don't know for sure, I would think he came from Connecticut. He's got a little bit of money behind him.
Okay.
But down-to-earth guy, probably like one of those guys that you're like, man, that guy's rich. And smart, but nice.
So like if Josh Brolin had blonde hair, kind of.
You know what? I'll come up with an actor for you. I'm trying to figure it out.
USS Impervious was the name of your ship?
MSO-449.
USS Impervious. Do you remember the ship that I told you my dad was on?
No. It was Sacramento. Or he lived in Sacramento.
Oh, God, what was the name? Oh, the USS Hornet.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those you can go visit, and I absolutely should do. Can you go visit your ship? Is it docked somewhere?
No, they
still
decommissioned it.
Right, but don't they park it somewhere and let people come look at it?
I think they stripped it of parts.
Ugh.
There was one point where you could buy it.
It was for sale?
Yeah.
They, you know, something else I was just thinking, they have to have water drones. I've just never thought of this or seen them. But there must be drones in the water that they're using now for mines and things like that.
We had one.
Oh, you did?
Like yeah, it was like a control one, and like our executive officer, that was his job. Like everybody has their own job. He could. That's how he saw it.
Okay.
So he could see the mines that were on the bottom and floating on the chains, right? And then he would be like, "Oh, we got to steer left because there's three mines over here." And then you steer left.
And it's probably, I mean, to imagine the advancements that they've made and what it's like now, I don't see.
But
why
it was literally an underwater drone,
right? And just imagine, like, you had those things.
Had
so imagine how much better they've gotten now.
Yeah.
That's Gulf War One.
Right.
So imagine how much better they've gotten. Why do we need
one
humans
thing that
in
happened
submarines?
Is it had a huge line attached to it.
Oh, okay. So it's
so
like
now I'm guessing it's wired, Bluetooth like a, or whatever, wireless,
yeah.
right? You could probably go out further.
It's like the old wired remote control
yeah.
cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your parents are like, just use the one with the wire. Or the wired remote control
yeah,
for the TV.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's that's crazy to think about. If I was signing up for the Navy and like, you're going to be in a submarine today, I'd be like, you don't need people in submarines anymore. They got drones that hit these places.
Yeah.
Surely you could make something that goes underwater.
I don't know why they have submarines. They asked me to go on a submarine.
Would you have done it?
I thought about it because you can get out earlier and make more money. So it's like 6 months on and 6 months off. I was a firefighter.
Dude, there's no
But I was
way.
Like, meh.
I'm guessing there's also extra psych evals that they probably have to do to make sure that you're not going to freak out when you get down there.
I don't know if they do or they just
I would think
they
test you by locking you in a box.
They might just lock you in a different room if you freak out. I don't know, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I mean, for the right amount of money, still couldn't do it.
Because for my first couple of years, I was on land.
Okay.
I was in Charleston. I taught people how to fight fires, which
yeah.
if I was thinking smart when I got out, I would have just become a firefighter. I'd be retired by now.
Yes, you would.
But I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I just did it for 4 years.
Well, you could have been a cop, too, with your military background.
I know, but I don't want to ever do that.
Yeah, but you retired like 40.
Yeah, but I could have been a firefighter. People like firefighters, and it would have been fun.
Well, some people like cops.
Well, yeah, but I mean, nobody hates a firefighter.
No, they don't.
You're not getting pulled into any courtroom for being, you know, no, what do you do? No. You're just trying to help people.
No, there's no F the Firefighter song. That's,
right.
That's for sure.
Right.
It seems
and I liked this.
Yeah, if you liked it, then
I did really like it.
Because I definitely lament.
But I just felt like I don't want to do this. You know, you get out, you're young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get out, you're 20. You're like, I don't want to do this.
Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
There you go. Anyway.
Let's just take a break.
Sure.
Take a break, come back, and do some more news here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Scroll or whatever it is you do.
Landlines. You know what those are?
Landlines?
Yeah. Not mines. We're done talking about mines. Talking about phones.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't.
Neither
do
I. No.
You have one, snow cone?
What's that, a landline?
Mm-hmm.
No.
My mom still has one.
Those are still
I don't know, I call her on it.
You know. What's
I
that,
like
snow
to call
cone?
On it.
Are those still things?
Yeah,
they're still things. My mom has one.
Go to the cable company.
I didn't want my mom to get rid of hers. Well, I don't think anyone in my family did because it was like, she didn't always hear her cell phone. She didn't know where it is. And we all have the landline remembered. Memorized. We know that.
Yeah, I know mine for my entire life.
You know your kids.
I know the one I grew up with.
Your friend's numbers from when you were a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least a few of them you probably still remember because you had to call that number.
Well,
so
I just
many
have
times.
I know mine. That's it.
You didn't have friends' numbers that you memorized that you still hang on to? I've got a few of them. I'd say at this point I know, other than those kids' numbers, friends' numbers.
And like I've got an idea, but if I were to talk to them and be like, wasn't yours 0018? They might be like, it was 0019.
Right.
Close. I don't.
The only one that I have memorized now other than my mom's home number is the doctor's office. Because I have to call that number. I don't memorize numbers at all. I don't think anybody does.
No,
I don't know
kids' numbers, to be honest with you.
Right. I don't know. Like, I don't know Brooke's number. I'll go somewhere and like, oh, can you just give me the last, you know, 4 digits of her phone number? And I'm like, let me look. Hold on. But landlines, in my mind, are still a thing for people like my mom. You know, does your mom have a landline?
I don't think
so. She moved, though. So she probably wouldn't set up one now.
She had one in Florida either.
She didn't have one there. Well, apparently they're going away, which, you know, doesn't surprise me at all. I guess, though, there are people that think they shouldn't go away because we need them for emergencies, storms, if the power goes out, something like that. Then you need a landline? Okay, but none of us have them already. So this would already be an issue. Now, if we all had them, and then tomorrow you said we're going to stop providing landlines, the phone company said we're done, which is apparently what happened. It is what's happening.
I thought most of them are done through cable companies now.
A lot of them are, but that's internet. And so they call it a landline.
It still is.
But they're not considering those landlines because it does use the internet. So you might have been able to keep your old landline number and use a
stationary phone.
Right, like a cordless phone. But they don't consider that. I guess the cable companies are going through, and the old landlines use copper wire, and they're ripping that stuff out and replacing it with fiber optics for other things like internet. So a bunch of phone companies have said, which I didn't even know that there was more really than one phone company, but apparently they're saying we're going to stop servicing landlines, or we're just going to get rid of them. And I was like, a professor at Boston College who's on a mission saying we need to save landlines?
Jay Zagorski is an associate professor at Boston University's Questrom School of Business and is part of the 26% of American adults who still have a landline.
I do a fair number of interviews, and the internet 26%. Isn't always working. You don't always get good sound quality.
But he knows landlines are fading away. As recently as last week, phone service providers have made moves to stop servicing traditional landlines.
So there's going to be some problems, especially in rural areas, if landline phones completely disappear.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we could work on getting those rural areas better cell phone service, though. We could do that, right? I noticed in that documentary that we were talking about earlier, that Paramount documentary, I'd never thought of this before, but they were talking about cell phone towers, how they caught Koberger, or at least figured out where he was. And when they were showing cell phone towers, they were actually showing equipment that was put on top of one of them was put on top of a grain silo. One of them was put on top of some other building. I didn't realize that they put cell stuff up there, but I guess that makes sense. If you've got a big tower on your farm, right? Maybe they pay you. Yeah, I think one of them was on a water tower. Maybe they just pay you once a month, once a quarter, something like that. Hey, or maybe it's a one-time thing.
One of those wind things in your backyard.
Yeah, right.
Depending on where you are, they just pay you a certain amount of money.
Those landowners, I think a lot of those, when you drive through Kansas and you see all those wind farms.
If you're driving to Chicago, once you get like outside, somewhere in Illinois, there must be, I'm talking like maybe 30 miles of them, just next to each other.
That's how Western Kansas is. When you drive to Colorado, it's nonstop. And what's weird is we used to drive to Kansas to Colorado when I was a kid to go skiing. And I remember seeing them a little bit. But the last time we drove through there a couple years ago after COVID, or during COVID, I guess, it was like 2020, I think, is when we went. I couldn't believe. You just keep going and going and going, and they just don't stop. They're everywhere. And I assume that most of those are on private property, because I assume all property is private property, basically, unless it's a park, that some farmer or whatever is getting paid to lease that property.
Sure.
Who was that guy that wanted to run for president for a while, the Texas oil man who was putting
boomer
up all the wind farm?
Boom. Bam. Big.
It was something
big
Texas
boomer
sounding.
Big.
Not Big, big Russ.
Big.
What was his name? He was going to run for president.
I remember he went to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, and
I think the stadium might be named after him at Oklahoma State.
He made his money in oil, right?
Big boomer. Big booty. Big.
T-Bone Higgins. T-Boone. T-Bone. T-Boone. T-Boone Higgins.
T-Boone. There you go. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
T-Boone.
Nice work, Steve. Good job. Yeah, whatever happened to that guy? Did he die? He was pretty old.
I don't think so.
No?
Nah.
Really? Wasn't he pretty old? Wasn't that like when Bush was in office? I don't remember how long ago that was.
T-Boone Pickens. Is it Pickens or Higgins?
Pickens. That sounds better. Pickens.
He did?
Yeah, was an American businessman.
When did he die?
2019, September 11th, 2019. Never forget.
Never forget.
Everything changed after that.
That's right. Everything changed. You had to be there, I guess, but we all remember where we were. That's for sure. I
was
T-Boone
Pickens. Was it Pickens or Higgins?
Pickens, was it?
Pickens.
Yeah. Hmm? Why does Pickens sound right?
It wasn't Pickens.
Pickens.
P-I-C-K-E-N-S.
Pickens.
T-Boone Pickens.
Old T-Boone Pickens.
He had a nice place when they showed him on whatever that was, 60 Minutes or something.
A giant.
Man.
Okay.
Some people have it all. I mean, just imagining oil money. That's not a thing.
What do you say, okay? Like, that's not true? That's not speculation.
I know, but you could have said something else, you know.
All right. Well, he had a rather large, he was well endowed.
There you go.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. That works.
Sorry.
Didn't have to believe
my speech isn't refined.
I know. You're feisty today. That's all.
Donald Trump would like to be president again.
Yeah, well, I'd like if he wasn't.
Me too.
We're all just. Saying what we want.
Wish him one hand and the other, right? See which gets filled up first. Trump is upset that he's not on the ballot in Colorado. I would think
I'm upset that Colorado he is on the ballot in other states.
Yeah, me too. But the Colorado Supreme Court said, look, can't be on the ballot. It's some amendment in the Constitution, 14th, 24th, 44th, I'm not sure where, but it says if the president participates in insurrection, they can't hold public office.
Well, there you go.
So the Supreme Court in Colorado said, well, obviously he participated in insurrection, he can't hold public office, take him off the ballot. Now, it wasn't like a unanimous decision in Colorado, though. It was like a 5-4 decision, but now it will go to the actual Supreme Court. I think it's a little ridiculous that the state Supreme Courts call themselves Supreme Courts. Like, do you think that they tell people when they meet at parties, like, I work at the Supreme Court?
Because no, you're not the Supreme Court.
You're not. You're not.
Like, I don't know the dictionary definition of Supreme, but I think it's like the top.
It's the top. So, you know, oh, the top of Missouri. I mean, come on.
No, because there's still someone over you.
Right. There's an actual Supreme Court.
Right.
To say it's the best in, or the biggest in the state. No, but it's not, because someone from outside of the state can overrule your decisions.
But they might say it's the Colorado Supreme Court.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the highest
Supreme
Court
in
Colorado.
It's the biggest Supreme Court, what, physically in the state of Colorado? Because there's another Supreme Court that can overrule your decisions. You know why? Because they're the Supreme Court. Right, they're the Supreme.
I'm starting to side with the Supreme Court.
They're Supreme. You can be the state court. The state court.
The state Supreme Court.
I understand, but just take the word Supreme out of it. It doesn't need to be there. It's too confusing for people. Like I say, when they meet at dinner parties, you have to say, I work for the Missouri State Supreme Court. Like, just come up with a different name. It's the highest court in the state. Who cares? Who cares about the highest court in the state? Unless maybe, like, okay, the Colorado Supreme Court. That sounds pretty impressive.
That's what it's called.
Right? I know. I'm saying the California, I'm saying. Like a state like California. Mm. That's kind of impressive if you're
You're saying like the Alabama Supreme Court?
Right, but if you were, you're a justice
you're right,
at the Missouri Supreme Court.
Right, no one cares.
What, do they call you a you know, do you get a special title? Do you wear a special smock?
Yeah, you're right. New York State Supreme Court sounds like they could really do some damage to someone.
It's got history, too, right? And California's got a bigger economy than Canada, probably.
Yeah, but if you're like the Wyoming State Supreme Court, you're like, no one cares.
No one lives here. But you just, is it a volunteer gig?
You make good points.
Like they're firefighters and justices.
You make good points.
But anyway, the Colorado Supreme Court said he can't be on the ballot. So now it'll go to the actual Supreme Court.
Former President Donald Trump hoping to reverse an unprecedented decision. Colorado going where no state had gone before, disqualifying the Republican frontrunner from the primary ballot this year, all because of his actions in the last election. In a 4-3 decision, the Colorado Supreme Court finding Mr. Trump ineligible to run for president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which disqualifies any officer of the United States who takes an oath to support the Constitution and then engages in insurrection from holding public office again.
So he did do those things, right? He did take an oath, and then he did participate in insurrection. But do we have to have a court decide that he participated in insurrection? Because I guess he would say, I didn't participate in insurrection, and it wasn't an insurrection.
Right, he hasn't been convicted.
I don't think the
it.
Founders thought about that. Like, was someone going to have to decide that it was an insurrection in a court of law, and then also decide that he was a participant in that insurrection?
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he was a participant.
Uh-huh.
Although he could say, he's going to say, he has said that he wasn't, because what? He went back underneath that tent and watched it all on TV. He told everyone, we're going to fight like hell. We're going to the Capitol.
Remember but then
that
he
whole
didn't
thing?
Go.
But then he didn't go.
But there was, remember the reports,
but he didn't really partake in it.
The reports that he tried to go. Remember that he tried to grab the wheel from the when they're driving?
Oh, yeah, because he wanted to go see the
he was trying to go to the Capitol, and they wouldn't let him.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him.
Secret Service, I think. And
Secret Service was like, no?
Yeah. And
don't they listen to
that
him?
That was in some
that
book.
No, is that...
That doesn't sound right. I feel like if the president says, take me to...
Right. It was that staffer.
Take me to Applebee's. They have to.
It was that staffer that was doing a congressional hearing. She was like, he reached up and like tried to grab the steering
wheel.
Oh,
that's right. She said it to Congress.
Yeah.
But who? How do we know to trust her, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can the Supreme Court... Can the Secret Service really be like, if you're like, hey, I want to go to Long John Silver's, like they are like, no, it's bad for you.
No way.
Like they can't make decisions
no
like that.
Way.
I think it's a little different than.
I know, but I'm just saying they can't make decisions on what's good and bad.
Violent insurrection. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Was it a violent insurrection?
Impromptu tour.
Right.
Right.
That's the problem.
But even
there's
if they did,
could
like, all right, so I'll do it a little bit, not as esoteric. If you say, there's a plane crashing into the White House, take me there now.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
I think they have to, right? You're like, I'm the president.
I would assume
I told you. He's the goddamn chief commander in chief.
Right, and you work.
There
the
is
Department
a chain of command.
Like,
you are
on.
Underneath
no,
me.
I get it. I could. I imagine they were like, you know, it's not safe for you to be there.
Doesn't matter.
Too bad.
I understand.
I'm the goddamn commander in chief.
I understand, but clearly, I mean, if what she's saying is true, then that's what happened.
That's why we're saying you don't believe her.
I don't believe it.
Like he tried to grab the wheel. That's the other thing.
Like, I was in the Navy, and they were like, if the president was on my ship, and he was like, take me to the boiler room. I'm like, it's on fire, dude.
Right.
No.
Right.
That wouldn't even come up. I'd be like, whatever you want to do.
Right. Well, you can warn them. You know, you're allowed to
be
do
careful.
That.
It's on
it's
fire.
It's on fire. It's hot in there. Yes.
I don't think we should go. And he'd be like, I said, yeah, whatever you say. You're a goddamn commander in chief.
Yes. Also, like what he I don't remember her testimony, but did she say that he jumped up from the back seat and grabbed the steering wheel? I just feel like there's so
something
much space
like that,
between the Secret Service, like the driver and the
president.
I don't
president. Know if he grabbed it. I think she said he attempted to grab it.
There was something about grabbing the steering wheel. I 100% remember that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm with Lazo. I think if the president says
commander
I want to
chief, there's no one higher than you.
I get it.
There is
certainly
no one higher.
Certainly not Secret Service.
You're the king of rock.
Right. Secret Service.
Secret Service calls me sire. I'm in charge.
Of this land. You are the supreme leader of this land.
Yes.
Yes.
Secret Service can't be like, sir, it's too dangerous for you.
You could call yourself supreme leader.
I'll tell you what's dangerous for you. The unemployment line.
Yeah.
And the brig.
Yeah.
Your POS.
Which is where you are going now. Yeah, I feel like they got to listen to you. Long John's or insurrection. Either way. I think they got to take you there. I just feel like it. I can't. And maybe I'm basing all of my knowledge on, you know, fake action movies that I've seen over the years, but I can't imagine that the Secret Service is allowed to say no to the president.
No, they
like
can't.
That. No way.
They probably warn you.
Yeah.
Sir, we think this is against your best interest. Well, you know what? When people were running for president, they didn't write your name down.
Yeah.
They didn't check your box. So why don't you let me go ahead and figure it out, okay?
Well, so what do you think the Supreme Court's going to say about old Colorado there? Why does he
I think
care?
They have to overturn it.
Right? I mean, because he hasn't been convicted.
Because if they don't, then other states will do it.
Well, and other states have been saying they're taking Biden off the ballot. So I think Missouri, my state, has said that they're taking Biden off the ballot. So I can't imagine that the Supreme Court's going to be happy with that. And I do understand the logic of saying someone needs to officially determine that this was an insurrection and that he participated
in
it.
I don't know whether they should be legally or not.
But when will they do that?
I feel like the Supreme Court, I mean, won't do that. Or else, I mean, if it does, then whatever. This country's already in the toilet. It's just stupid.
It's pretty dumb.
It's stupid. Like, we can't do anything with any logic.
Out of control.
But so it really wouldn't surprise me. I was like, yeah, you can just take whoever you want off the ballot. So now we only have blue states with only Biden's name on it.
Right.
And red states. And then there'll be like three states where they're like, we should probably have both.
Right. Somewhere in the Northeast.
Right.
You know, those old school Republicans or whatever.
Yep. Somewhere like Kansas where there's a Democratic governor.
Right.
And they'll lose anyway, but they'll be like, no, we're going to put them both on. Like, that's it. It'll be like four states. It won't matter.
When are these trials happening? Is he even going to court to decide whether or not he participated in the insurrection? He's going to court to figure out if he tried to overturn the election.
Secret Service told him it'd be bad for
him. That's not part of that case, right?
Secret Service is like, do not go to court, dude.
Right, exactly. Don't go.
So it's a really bad idea.
Don't go. It's not going well. The judge, we've
it feels dangerous.
Well, okay, I found that according to 18 U.S.C. 305-6, the U.S. Secret Service has the total support of the federal law to regulate the protection of the president of the United States. The president is like the rest of us. He is technically required to be obedient into laws. It looks like they can, like, override him.
No, they
you
can.
You didn't read me anything.
You didn't read me anything that says that. It says they're fully obliged to protect him.
I'm just
not tell him what
protect
to do.
Him. Yeah, protect him.
Yeah, it doesn't tell him what to do.
If they
That means they got to go with him. If he's like,
if
hey,
they
I'm
deem
going.
That's a threat.
No, well, then everything's a threat. Just stay home.
I'm not.
That didn't even make any sense. They're saying, if he says we're going to the insurrection, you got to protect his ass. You got to go with him. Not you can't take him away from there. He should be able to, like, if he wanted to, he should be able to go out on the front lines of the war.
Right.
I'm sure he could put on a helmet and walk out there.
Didn't George Washington?
Sure.
Somebody did.
People fly over to the Middle East, dangerous.
Do you believe George Washington was a real person? Do you believe in George Washington?
I think he's a bitch.
Oh, man. He is on one today. Feisty. We talked the other
real
day about
gray-haired ponytail bitch.
Social media has been going after fast food
rowing
for
his
being
little
too
canoe
expensive.
Across the Hudson Bay or whatever.
It was
bitch.
The Delaware. Yeah.
That bitch. Real cold. Like, wake up, guys. It's cold. Like, oh, now I'm supposed to be like, oh, tough guy.
They do have that picture of him crossing, though.
It's a cartoon. You've never seen a real picture.
That's how pictures looked back then.
They look like drawings. People drew them.
Right, but that's how they took a picture.
That's not taking a picture. It's drawing.
Well, I mean, it's pretty good if you're just going to pull that out of your ass.
We're
going to
court in the Supreme Court of Colorado today.
Well, not today. No, no, but back then, I think if you said, who is this person?
That it's proof in any court in America. Not a mega court, a mid court, a small court. The un-Supreme court, the Taco Supreme Court. No courts.
Speaking of Taco Supreme Court.
I do like Taco Supremes.
Taco Bell not doing so well. Apparently now they released their earnings for, what do they own? Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. And they said their earnings are down for all the restaurants because people are upset, I guess, about how expensive things have gotten. So now they've joined these other restaurants like Starbucks and McDonald's that have said, yeah, sales are down because people think stuff is too expensive. But they say, I know McDonald's said they're going to focus on lowering prices, making sure that stuff is still valuable. But they're saying, look, a part of the problem here, though, is that minimum wages in a lot of states have gone up. So as wages have gone up, we've had to raise our prices. But the critics say, well, wait a second, all this inflation that was hitting everyone has gone down quite a bit. And if you think about how expensive stuff was at the grocery store there for a while, those prices have come down. Why haven't your prices?
Overnight, Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut joining a growing list of fast food chains, including industry giants Starbucks and McDonald's, reporting weaker than expected sales due to higher prices and cost-conscious consumers. Despite cooling inflation, with food away from home keeps rising, up more than 5%.
We're seeing fast food restaurants increase their prices in response to inflation as well as rising wages.
Have you heard the stuff about food prices in Canada? Because I don't think I've heard anything about it until the last couple of days when this video went viral.
The chief executive officer of Taco Bell made $5,366,959 last year.
That's all? Yeah. Really? $5 million? I would have thought it was more than that.
There you go.
Huh. Yeah.
He's not the chief executive officer of Yum Brands, just Taco Bell.
Okay, so he's just in charge of that restaurant. Okay, so maybe 5 million. I have no idea how many people are up there calling themselves big shots. Is Yum Brands still the parent company? I thought they sold for some reason. Or maybe they sold who owns Yum Brands. I don't know. But I saw that woman, Snow Cone's a TikTok user. Did you see that woman holding up the plate of wings at Costco, or the bag of wings that's $224?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, she said that it was how much was it? $224.58. It was chicken drumsticks. That's what it was. And they're in, I mean, she's got a picture of them there. They
CEO of Yum Brands made $16 million.
There you go. That's what I would have thought, a little more like it.
So the guy who just runs Taco Bell, they just all, you know, it's like around here. You know, just a meeting like, hey, you're the Taco Bell guy. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm in charge of all you guys. You're the KFC guy. All right. I make 16, you guys make 5 each.
Yep.
Pay that dude whatever, $8.
Yeah, he's only going to be here.
What are you talking about?
Right, just train him every day.
The minimum wage, it's through the roof.
Yeah,
we can't afford that. Well, we could all take $1 million off our salary.
Nah.
Yeah. Who?
It's also just not believable.
Hey, who suggested that? The Arby's guy. You're fired, right?
Like, it's not believable. Well, remember when they were complaining about healthcare costs? Wasn't it the Papa John's guy who said the price of your pizza would go up 50 cents or whatever it was? Well, we're not talking about 50 cents here. We're talking about $18. What was it, an $18 Big Mac meal?
And
a $7 filet of fish, whatever it was. How much was the Egg McMuffin? Wasn't it $7 or something?
It was a lot.
Yeah. I haven't actually noticed that.
I have to go and look and see. You know, can I look up a local McDonald's menu and see?
I don't
know
if they have the prices on there.
Does anybody have a McDonald's app?
All the videos online are people driving through a drive-through taking pictures of the menu. But
I'm going to look.
Apparently, it's worse in Canada. I don't know. You really haven't seen that? People saying, "Don't move here. Look at how expensive all the food is."
No.
Don't move where?
Thought you would to Canada. Saying a lot of Americans have been moving to Canada, and she's saying, don't move here.
Well,
you're going to want to
leave. Your health care is free, so that's an offsetting.
Right. I'll pass the
savings
of chicken drumsticks from Costco.
Chicken drumsticks?
That's what she showed in her video, these things of chicken drumsticks that were $200+.
Chicken drumsticks for $200?
Yeah.
That has to be a misprint.
That's the video that it went viral. If you look up Canada food prices, the first thing you get is about this woman.
That's not true.
That's kind of what I thought. How could this be real? See, here's the thing. Kirkland, and we've got the dates on here. It says that it goes, I mean, it's 2024, but they say, like, this one says $224. The one before
that's
says
expensive.
$202. Yeah. And I was just like, what's going on in Canada? You don't check in on them all that often, but I hope they're all right. I know they had that trucker thing over COVID a while ago. That probably made stuff expensive, but I thought that ended a long time ago. I guess you guys probably don't want to talk about the dog that pooped on the airplane. I don't know if we have time, Snowcone. Snowcone hates anything that has to do with poop.
No, it's just all you want to talk about ever.
It's not all I want to talk about. It's in the news sometimes, and when it is, I'm not.
You have like a.
I don't have to pass over it.
Like all poop. I don't have to skip it. Forward it to you.
You act like I should just absolutely go. No. If it's being talked about, and I feel like it's a big enough story.
A dog took a crap on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now we got to do it. So get on.
It pooped all over. It had been traveling all day, and yeah, I mean, I'm not laughing because poop makes me laugh.
A lot of stuff to get on this goddamn McDonald's app.
It made a lot of people sick.
It was on the armrest, the outer armrest. It was on her seat and then the floor. It was all on her blouse, kind of on her pants. And, you know, it'd been flying all day, right? It probably had a upset stomach. So it wasn't just like a typical pile of poop. It was, you know, it was a mess.
The lady was reluctant to,
real mess.
To deal with it. The flight attendants were slow to come. They cleaned it eventually with, they were wearing like hazmat type of clothes, and they cleaned the seat and the seat around it.
Man, I had to fly my cat to Seattle, and I put him in the carrier, and we were getting ready to get on the plane, and he crapped everywhere. And luckily, my parents, who had dropped me off at the airport, they were still there, so I called them, and I ran back and said, you got to take this cat. I can't get on an airplane. I mean, it just poop everywhere. But then when my mom had to fly him up there, because she ended up bringing him up to Seattle, I was like, dude, I hope that cat doesn't poop. Because that would be really, really embarrassing. But at least that would be in a carrier. This dog pooped all over the entire goddamn flight.
A Big Mac is $5. $5.15.
Through your app?
Yeah, I just looked. Just to make sure it's not $18.
Well, people always say that the app's way cheaper. People always say if you get McDonald's, go on the app because it's way cheaper.
I don't think they say that.
A filet of fish is $4.39.
Why would I make that up?
I don't know, but why would it be cheaper on the app?
That's what people are saying. I think someone on Twitch said it, but I heard it on the radio, too.
On the radio?
Yeah, I heard someone talking
what
about
radio?
It. What radio? I don't know.
You have a radio?
I don't know.
What, do you have like a little radio with an antenna somewhere? You're listening to this baseball?
I listened to that. I told you about those conservative windbags I listened
to
and see what they're talking
the radio?
About.
Apparently this guy in the dad hat. I didn't know. He's a changed man. He's a father now. No, some conservative guys.
The man told you about him. $4.19.
And they were saying,
you know what? Even if you're right and it's cheaper on the app, it ain't $10 cheaper.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, just, you know, logic would dictate.
Sure, probably not.
It's not $10 cheaper, or else everybody would have the goddamn app. So, even if it's a couple dollars cheaper, it still ain't $20 for
so
a filet
of fish.
So,
why were these conservative guys worked up about it being cheaper on the app?
I don't remember.
They did a segment
Johnson
on this?
Drive, where I'm
saying
at.
It too. If you're going to get a McDonald's, order on the app because it's cheaper. I haven't checked. I don't know if that's true or not.
Up next, America! You're going to be furious.
I told you about those guys, the Armstrong and Getty, those douchebags.
Oh,
Armstrong
and
Getty, who the hell are they?
I like to see what
they're like. They're not the most conservative.
A double Big Mac.
I mean, no,
for
they're very
bucks.
Conservative, but it's
all rage.
It's not like Sean
Hannity. Who the hell is Armstrong and Getty?
Somebody he listens to. He told me to listen
conservative windbags that just do rage bait for hours.
When the, rage bait, that's what I did with your mom last night.
When we're not streaming or on the air, he recommends them. He rage baits and recommends Strong Bag and Getty or whatever. What are they called? Strongman
Armstrong and Getty.
What state are they on? Are they from here?
I don't think
no.
so.
I think
they're like in L.A. They're just, I like to hear what conservatives are bitching about.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're bitching about the prices being cheaper on the McDonald's app than in person.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm furious,
too. I can get a $1 Big Mac valid today because of the app.
Well, and when you get with the football season, you can do buy one, get one free. You know, Chiefs get a
buy
sack.
One breakfast sandwich or hash browns, get one free.
So it was the meal that they said was expensive, right? The Big Mac meal. How much is a Big Mac meal? You add it all up. Who cares?
I'll find out for you. Just hold on to your wiener.
Now I want McDonald's, though. That's
sound good. Now I'm hungry. Go for a Big Mac.
Yeah, Big Mac and fries sounds really, 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 really good. How many large fries do you think you could eat?
Two.
Two.
Like, if you said they're healthy for you, you know, no problems whatsoever, nothing to worry about, you're not going to gain any weight, it's perfectly healthy, and you could just eat as much as you wanted guilt-free.
A double Big Mac meal is $11.
Double Big Mac meal?
Yeah.
What's a double
What's
Big
a double
Mac
Big
meal?
They put extra hamburger on there.
You can do that?
So you get three of them?
You want.
So you, wait, you get
unless
four
Unless the
of them?
Secret Service stops you.
So you get four patties?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that was
you
a thing.
Double it up.
I didn't know you could do that.
You just want a regular one?
That sounds good.
That does sound good. I want extra
Mac,
sauce, though.
A Big Mac deal is $9.59.
Okay. Oh, $10. I think I could eat 10 large fries.
10?
If it was guilt-free.
At one time?
I could eat potatoes. I think I could eat French fries. A lot of
you
French
could eat
fries.
10 boxes of them.
Of the large fries?
Yeah, no way.
I could eat five. If it was guilt-free, I could eat five.
You could eat two or three, I think, probably.
I never get full on McDonald's. It's never happened. I just want more.
That's a lot of fries, though.
I do this, I never get full, you're right.
I always want more. I wish I got
something else.
Right, because I'm still hungry because I just want more McDonald's.
Yeah. All right, let's go get McDonald's.
Yes, please.
The Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you call the exterminator?
No, why? Did we get a message from him?
No. Well, yeah, he messaged us on social media.
I didn't get it.
He said yesterday that Snoke can give him the information, which his name's Brett. I don't know. I mean, if you're like, I'm allowed to say
that.
Well,
we can give him free.
Yeah, Brett, where do you work? I didn't even ask. He came by last night.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He took care of everything.
Man, that was quick.
I know.
He killed the thing? What was it?
Well, he didn't kill it yet, but he came by. He gave me
well, that sucks.
Well, what do you think? He just goes in there with a laser-guided missile?
Well, if you say an exterminator comes over, I think that they are going to exterminate something.
Yeah, especially a goddamn thing that
big. What, he stopped by and watched a show with you?
It's probably dead now. No, he dropped off the stuff to kill it.
Like a trap?
They're these big bait station things and then some traps. But the traps are like giant rat trap. Huge plastic trap with teeth in it, which I'd used already, but it had gotten away. And it was also, now that we know the size of this thing, probably needed to be a little bit bigger. So this one's big. I mean, it's probably this wide. It's a big plastic trap, and you put peanut butter, cheese in there or whatever, and you just set it.
Is it like the wire that snaps?
No, it's plastic teeth. It literally is two pieces of plastic that have sharpened teeth on both of them, and boom, they come down together. Yeah.
What? It looks brutal. Bitching about the glue traps.
I know. This seems to me like, if I'm a rodent, and you're like, which way do you want to die? And it's like, all right, poison, glue trap, or teeth trap. None of them seem very good.
No, but I'll tell you, I'm not doing the glue trap.
But because depending on where what if the trap just hits me in the ass, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there bleeding out slowly, dragging this trap around by me.
Screaming,
right. Now if it gets you in the head or whatever, then great.
Right, that'd be ideal.
But anyway, he said the poison's probably what'll kill it. But so I set the trap.
How big is it? Did you see it?
I haven't seen the damn thing. So I mean, I've seen it in the past. I saw it run behind the washer whenever that was, however many days ago.
I told your girlfriend she could just move it with me.
I know. She told me.
Oh, she told me. What'd she say? Did she tell
Brett them? Said it's probably dead by now.
Did she say that she kicked it around and negotiated a little bit?
He said they no. She asked you to. She asked me to ask you to leave her alone.
That's not true.
Okay, that's not true.
I know that's not true.
That's not true. But anyhow, I set the trap. I take the dog
she
for
said
a walk.
She's got a pretty good thing going with you, though.
Did she?
Yeah. She said, you have to tell me what's it like over there. Well, what would make it better? I got a pretty good thing over here. And I said, well, I don't have rats the size of kittens. That's what I got. Your move.
Well, that's what she means by pretty good
thing.
Text
when
not, ready. She's not saying I'm pretty good. She's saying she got a pretty good thing, like, you know.
I mean, you got porcelain baby dolls, 2-foot long
you're
centipedes.
You're so obsessed with these baby dolls. I mean, they haven't been out of the box.
I mean,
in
it is
15 years. They're my mom's. My mom made dolls. Who cares?
Hey, what are those porcelain baby dolls?
My mom made a lot of them.
They're my mom's. You don't see them. They're in a plastic tote. You don't see them. You guys act like they're set up on shelves down there and talking, but they're not. It's not The Conjuring. They're just in a tote somewhere, like Christmas
why?
Decorations.
I mean, you can't get rid of them?
She asked me, because my mom got so
yeah,
much
Cupid
stuff.
Dolls? You got Cupid dolls down there?
Look.
You do. We talked about it. People on Twitch,
not,
remember.
It's not a...
You got 3 dozen vacuums, Cupid dolls, porcelain.
I don't have 3 dozen vacuums. I am not, like, proud, so proud of my cellar. Let's just call it a cellar.
Oh, it's a cellar now.
Yeah, because I don't want to oversell it. It's not, you know, basement could mean a lot of things. Cellar conjures up a different kind of image, and that's what it is. It's like a cellar.
Conjures up a wine cellar.
Well, for you,
like
maybe.
Like something nice.
For the, you know, people who are rich and fabulous. But for most people, it
doesn't
conjures
a cellar
up,
sound
you know,
nicer
cellar.
Than a basement?
No, you store bodies in the cellar. He was hiding her down in the cellar, and it's got the doors that you got
to
pop open.
Let's retire to the cellar. It sounds like there's a hundred.
Let's retire to the cellar.
Yeah, it sounds like there's $100 bottle of cognac down there and some cigars.
Yeah,
hey,
maybe
let's go to the
people.
Cellar.
Well, anyway, whatever it is, it's not a place you're going to live. You don't live down there. Get down there, do some laundry.
I think the police called a rape
room.
Store
some stuff down there. Whatever.
It is. I mean, it is creepy.
Right. It's a rape room. That's how the police describe it.
No, they don't describe it that way. No one's been.
Well, they will.
To my knowledge, okay. So I set the stuff
when
up.
When the details come out, they
he
will.
He told me they'd probably die from the poison, but...
Who, the girls?
Brett told me that the rat would die from the poison. Mm. But I came back last night walking the dog, and I went down there. I was just curious. I thought I'd
take... You already know your basement is the exact opposite of the Underground Railroad.
I thought
the
I would...
exact opposite.
I thought I would take a look at the trap. And as I came down there and went around the corner, I could see that where I had set it, it was not there. So I looked a little bit further around the corner, and I could see that it had snapped, and it had moved about 3 feet, probably flew in the air.
How many times
did
you masturbate in your basement?
Never.
Oh.
You're not masturbating down there.
Oh, I'm
it's
not.
It's not a place you go down there. I'm not. It's not a place. You don't. It's not a pleasurable thing. I'm not trying
no,
to say it is.
That's creepy.
You go down there and get your laundry and get moving.
You
get back upstairs.
Down there.
Or clean the litter box, whichever of the two you're
How
doing.
Many times have you ejaculated down there?
Never.
It's a lie.
There's no sex in
I don't
the basement.
Believe that there's any place in your house that you haven't finished. You finished with your
I've,
parents
I've
in the hotel room?
I've masturbated down there a few times.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
A few times.
Right?
Like if there were people over or something.
Yeah.
I just needed to get away. It's a small house. Anyway,
did you ever look
the people
dolls?
Want an update on
did
the rat.
Did you look at the porcelain?
I do want an update on the rat.
Dolls
well,
in
I'm
the
trying
eye
to give you
did?
One. I'm trying to give you one.
Did you
the dolls
stare them in
are
the
not
eye?
Sitting out
right,
on
you
display.
Right, when you look at them.
They're not out on display. No, I don't take them
you take
out.
One out to masturbate
No,
them.
I don't.
Okay.
I look at whoever's clothes are in the dryer. It's the only reason I do it down there is because I'm like, oh.
And then you do it in the dryer so they have to live with it?
Laundry for someone.
They don't know?
I didn't say that.
But it's true, right? A little surprise?
I did not say that. So I see that the trap moved as I came downstairs.
Okay.
What trap? The trap
the
for
mouse,
the women?
The rat trap.
Oh.
It had snapped and it had moved. I made a little sound, I think.
Who made a sound?
I did.
Or the rat.
What was that
Me.
Again? What'd you do?
My brother said it was like a bitch, is what he said.
You said you sounded like
Wait,
a bitch?
Your brother was there?
I was on the phone.
Oh.
With your brother?
Yeah. And he said, that's okay. He's like, I made it sound like a bitch when I saw a couple of rats at my old place, too. And I was like, yeah. So I made the sound, and I ran the other way. And
Which way?
Up the stairs. Okay. And I said, the trap has sprung. It's moved.
The trap
it's
has sprung.
And I'm guessing there's something in there. I don't want to look at it. Because keep in mind, Brooke said this thing is the size of like a chihuahua. She keeps, it keeps getting bigger in her description. It's huge. So, by the way, I can't believe she worked up the courage to throw something at it. I thought she'd be out of the house. Yeah, so she tells me, I get a clearer story yesterday. When she came up to the baby gate at the kitchen, this goddamn thing.
Why do you have a baby gate in the kitchen? You don't have a baby.
For the so that the dog doesn't eat the cat food. So,
well, the dog will eat the cat food?
He'll eat the cat food. So, because the cat eats all this special wet food now. So the dog's like, well, I want that. He wouldn't eat the dry cat food maybe, but this stuff he wants.
No, you have to
I don't
separate
him. Some of it looks pretty good. Yeah, so I just keep the gate up when the cat's eating.
Oh, just when he's eating.
Like if his food's out. Yeah, like he eats, and then when he's done eating, you put the plate up, move the gate.
Got
so
it. Do you feed him like a certain amount of times?
He eats
day?
All day.
Right, my cat always has food.
He won't stop eating. He won't stop eating. He weighs like, you know, maybe 10% of what he's supposed to weigh because he's got this thyroid thing.
My cat maybe weighs 70% more than what he's supposed to weigh.
That's how my cat used to be. He used to be really fat. And now he's, you know, dying. But anyway.
And if you don't feed him, he stands on your foot.
Milo just meows, I think.
But Milo actually come up and stand on your foot.
Yeah. My old cat would rub your leg.
Yeah.
And that's what she would do.
Like, and then if you try to get away from him, he'll stand on your foot and it won't let you move.
Yeah. If you went long enough, she would kind of paw at you a little bit like, yo, dog.
That'll put him in his place.
Yeah, well, that dog that I said doesn't get along with cats is up for adoption.
Well,
that's
I don't want one that doesn't get along with cats. That'll be like, yo, hey, I don't want him to eat him.
He'll put him in his place. Well, he's going to have to run.
Man. He's a jackass, but I love him.
Just make a place for him that he
can fit.
Couldn't
have gotten a better cat, actually. Just two grumpy old guys sitting around there bitching all the time.
Yeah, you guys make a good team.
We do.
I like my cat.
We don't even hang out together. And then once a week, he'll just come and jump on my chest and sleep with me. That's it.
Yeah, my cat just sleeps on the couch.
Sorry about that.
Right.
We're sorry cool, about that man. Whole week thing.
We're still cool. So, yeah, Brooke said she saw that thing, made eye contact with it, and screamed and ran, and then went back and heard a noise coming from the recycling bin.
Mm-hmm.
And so she walked towards it, knowing that this thing's probably in there, kicks it, and it, like, stuck its head out. So she ran, put the gate up, and that's when she was SOSing, like, oh, my God, this thing's upstairs. It, you know, stayed upstairs. And she apparently went back over there. When you asked for a picture, she went over there and started throwing coasters at it.
Mm.
And? She's like, wow, that's brave. She couldn't get it to come out. Mm. But for her, that's pretty impressive because mm-hmm. I really thought she was outside. Like, I thought she'd left the house and was
it's
outside.
It's also brave to text and say you're scared.
Right. True. Need help. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
So the trap sprung. I went upstairs. My brother says, just go back down there and look at it. I said, what if it's still alive? I don't want to see it if it's suffering. I don't want to have to finish it off. And he was like, it's just a rat. Just go get it. And I said, I don't want to. So I haven't gone back down there yet.
So you don't know if it's dead or not?
I don't know if it's in there. I don't know what happened.
Why wouldn't you just throw it out in the woods?
I don't want to go over there. What if I walked up to it and it's as big as she described? It's like a small animal and it's...
Just step on its head.
Right. I don't... My dad had to do that once with a chipmunk, and he never got over it. Never. We weren't allowed to talk about it. It bothered him so much. I just kept thinking, this is my dad's chipmunk moment.
Chipmunk is much cuter than a rat.
It was really cute, and he beat it to death.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he didn't like that being brought up.
Did he masturbate on it?
No. No, he didn't. So I think we caught the thing, Brett, but I'm not sure.
Are you positive?
I think Brett thinks there's probably more than one. Also, but
if you're gonna do it, do it.
He gave me the bait stations, so should be good. It's a safe place now. Hopefully, won't see the rat.
Well, Brett's on Twitch here, and he says it's definitely a vole.
He saw it. How did he know?
He's certain it's a vole.
And he says the trap I gave you definitely killed it instantly.
He's positive.
How did he know it's a vole?
But when I look at the vole, it's a rat. Look it up. It looks just like a rat. My mom used to call them yard rats.
It's a vole without seeing it.
It's like a mouse.
I think he thinks exactly. Well, it's like they can get big, big though, like bigger than a mouse, like the size of a rat. But yeah, I guess it does sound better to say we've got a vole problem than a rat problem.
Yeah.
But I don't want either one in the house. Yeah, my mom had them when I was a kid. She'd do the traps, like the trap and release thing, because they were pretty big. And Brooke said this thing's pretty big, so that's probably what it was. But hopefully, he said between the bait stations and the trap, it should be safe. So you
that's
call
what
him.
You call your basement?
The bait station, yes. That's what I call my house.
Cool.
More specifically, the lower bait station.
I don't have a vole.
Right, what do you have?
Nothing.
You said you needed the exterminator.
Yeah,
I don't have an exterminator right now. I had one.
Oh, you just need one on call.
And this pest control place really made me angry.
What'd they do?
I tried to cancel their service like 3 or 4 times. They would just show up, and then they changed their name. And I was like, "I don't want to pay you. I don't want you guys to come here anymore."
It was one of those things.
And then they just kept charging me.
And would they come every month?
Right, but then I turned my credit card off. Like I locked it because I was getting charges from people like that. And then they come in and say, "We're going to send you collections." Because you can send it up your ass.
Yeah. Did they even show up the whole time, or did they stop showing up, too, and just keep charging you?
No, they haven't been there in months.
But they were charging you during
monthly.
Some of that time? Wow.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Like, they send it to collections. What are you going to do, call collections? Be like, you can protest it, but it doesn't matter.
Hire one of those people who does it for you.
It's, like, ridiculous. People can just do that, whatever they want. They're like, give me $200 or else.
Yep.
So, I don't want to say their name.
Yeah, you should be able to. If Trump can protest whether or not he led an insurrection.
No, you can't.
You should be able to protest whether or not that was money that you actually owed.
Right. Yeah,
did I agree to this when, you know, they didn't live up to their end of the contract? They weren't showing up, and they changed their name and wouldn't let me cancel.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem. But you know what I would do about it?
Hmm.
Nothing. Same thing.
Right, same thing I'm doing.
Turn off the credit card. Hope they go away.
Put it on the report.
Yeah. Make sure if I see anyone near my house in a suit that I don't let them say my name and get close to me and just run in the house.
The Church Shot Laszlo.
Go.
Yo.
You slick looking son of a bitch.
Did you see the story about the cocaine dealer?
I see it. I work with him. His name's Snowcone.
Yeah. I love, you know, the entrepreneurial
cocaine to people.
Spirit here.
Oh, no, I don't.
Hey, hold on.
Well, you have.
I got something for
and
this
and you
story.
Will.
No, so, I haven't.
I mean, you have.
Hold on.
Okay.
You've Stall. Literally sold me cocaine.
Okay.
So
you're saying that never happened. I was there. I'm admitting guilt.
Okay.
That's never happened?
That's never happened.
You've never sold me cocaine?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, you played cocaine on anything?
Yeah.
Good.
So what is cocaine? Does anyone here know? I've read it about it. Apparently it's something you can put in a bag and have a small enough little bit of it that you could staple it to the back of a business card and someone would still get the idea of what it is.
Yeah.
Like they could still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which when I think of like weed, it would be tough to, you know, maybe a bowl. I guess you could maybe get some on there. But anyway, this Canadian drug dealer was busted for offering a direct line to business. He was passing out free samples of cocaine stapled to the back of his business cards. Cops said this
smart.
Yesterday. He was handing out these free samples of cocaine, and they were stapled. His name's Saheed Amir Razavi. He's 30. He was caught Saturday with more than 50 dime bags. What's that mean? Does it mean it's $10? That makes a dime
I've
bag?
I've never heard or of a dime bag of coke.
Is a dime
before,
bag always the same size?
Snow I've cone? Never heard of it.
Is a dime bag always the same size, or is it just whatever $10 will get you?
I don't know. I imagine it's...
Oh, he's playing dumb.
I've never heard of a dime bag
a dime
of coke.
Bag.
I've always thought it was a dime bag of weed.
Right, that's grams. What I think of, too.
I thought it was done in grams.
Well, they got the metric system up there.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Are grams part
you
of the metric
heard,
system?
Like, give me a dime bag? Those dime bag Daryl, for Christ's sake.
I've heard
sake.
Of it for, like, weed.
Are yeah, grams metric or American?
There's no way of knowing.
Well, anyway, he had 50 dime bags portioned out. Mostly empty box of cards. Imagine that. His business cards were popular. They were made under the name. He had a Coke name, Alex Lee, which I think is good.
$10 worth. Usually 1 gram of marijuana. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I think is that it's a price, right?
Sure.
If it's,
$10,
if it costs
$10, gram.
It's a dime. If it costs $25, it's a quarter. But you can also say sometimes that it's a quarter ounce or
yes.
a quarter gram. I don't know. A quarter... I don't know how cocaine sold. I've never seen it in person. But
I don't know. $10 of cocaine isn't that much.
I wouldn't think it's enough to even know if the stuff's any good.
I guess it's enough to put on the back of your business card and be like, there's more here.
And get a bump and be like, oh, that tastes good?
More where this came.
Well, and it's so coke is so expensive, it's odd to me that he had enough money. He must already be somewhat successful or at least understands that you've got to invest in your business early on because he's given out. Little bags of cocaine with a business card?
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
anyway, the cops have been on the hunt for this guy.
We should do that.
Since before Christmas.
When we give out our shirts, put some cocaine in there
that's
for people.
That's a good idea.
Well, that's where I was going to take this.
Good.
So, anyhow, it took him, you know, not too terribly long, but over a month, the cops have been tipped off that someone was offering these business cards with coke samplers and that he was offering them to gamblers outside a casino in Calgary. By the way, whenever there's, I watch a lot of true crime, and whenever it's Canada, it's only ever Calgary. It's never Toronto. It's never Vancouver.
Windsor.
It's all Calgary. Yeah, everything's always taking place. So it seems like my kind of part of Canada if I was going to live up there, you know? Not too proud of itself. Kind of place you can go to the casino and someone will hand you a dime bag of cocaine for free. The suspect was allegedly caught with more than 50 dime bags portioned out in his mostly empty box of business cards. What was the movie? Wasn't it Half-Baked? Which one do they have the business cards for? It's Half-Baked, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. Mr. Happy, Mr. Smiley.
Happy, Smiley, that's what I thought, too.
People love that movie.
Yeah.
But.
You like that movie?
I wasn't, like, nearly as into it as a lot of my pothead friends. I didn't even realize what it took a few years for me to realize how popular it was with them. Because you go over to somebody's house, and they're watching it, and you're like, man, you guys really love this movie. Well, of course, it's the funniest movie ever. I mean, they were all potheads, which makes sense, but. I liked some Cheech and Chong movies when I was a kid. I really liked Up and Smoke.
Mr. Nice Guy.
That was funny. Mr. Nice Guy.
Why do we both think Happy and Smiley?
Because it had like a smiley face.
That's
Mr. Nice Guy probably had a smiley face on it. But yeah, I mean, handing out weed samples, that's a good idea, but handing out coke samples, even better. Have you guys ever in your life considered being drug dealers?
No.
Don't sit and hem and haw. It's never crossed your mind. Like, you know,
I lived
in
Lawrence. I tried selling weed for a little bit. I had a buddy that would sell to a lot of people, and he went on like vacation one time and tried to have me kind of run the show.
That's
for a bit.
How it all
and
gets started.
I was horrible at it. I remember this
Why?
Guy.
How are you horrible
at it?
Records,
well, right?
He gave me, you know, like a ounce or whatever it was. I can't remember. But then a few days later, I had this other buddy of mine who's kind of more an acquaintance. I don't know him super well. But he called and it was like, hey, man, you want to meet up and play Xbox games? And I was like,
does that mean kiss, make out and stuff?
I was like, no, I don't want to. No, I'm good. He's like, come on, you know, let's play some Xbox games. I know you have some. I'm like, I don't have any Xbox games. I'm not playing Xbox.
This guy.
And it wasn't until like 3 days
phone?
Later that he was like, dude, he called you for weed. And I'm like, oh, the Xbox thing? Like, I did not get the code at all. And I was really bad at it. I don't think I sold like any.
It was just weed though, right?
Yeah.
It's weird that he was like, you want to play some Xbox games?
Yeah.
Get over here. I mean, it was, you know,
is
years
this a
ago.
Safe? Is this a safe line? Yeah, I mean, I guess people do that. I've seen that. But I would think that at any point that you've ever bought drugs, it's crossed your
you
mind.
You just have to be more
it.
Direct.
Like
when
I
wanted blow from him, I just said, yo, do you have any blow? And he's like, yeah, $50. And
right.
then that was it.
Right.
And then he sold it to me.
Yes, you're good when people are direct.
And then I snorted it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do with it. From what I'm gathering from this article, that's what you do with it. That would make a lot of sense, actually. These little
That's
baddies.
How it works. You give somebody money, yeah. and then they give you
yeah.
some.
Snorting drugs is, you know, not smart, and I'm not recommending that
no,
you do it.
No, you shouldn't do it, especially now.
Yes, yeah. it'll kill you.
Right.
I'm just saying it's
when I bought
my
it from
favorite.
Snow Cone, it was not deadly.
Right. This was back in the day.
Yeah, like
a couple days ago.
1998. No, 2004 probably.
Yeah.
Before he started working here, right when I got here, that's how I met him.
That's how we met the guy.
I think I got the job.
Yeah. You were
we
good at
We don't
call
him Snow Cone for nothing.
Wasn't
yeah,
like, my,
like, oh,
wasn't
everybody's like, look at that. He's a snow cone, like a... crazy ice cream. Like, okay, people.
That's not where it came from.
I will okay. say, though, that you could tell you were not. A drug dealer just by looking at you. Back
I can
then,
tell you he's a drug dealer now.
Then. But he had
not
look.
Like
I don't
retired.
Sell drugs.
Well, you're a retired drug dealer. You used to sell drugs.
Right.
That one time in Lawrence I tried
no,
for like
a
week.
We're talking about the coke.
You literally sold drugs to me.
No, I didn't.
When you were going to raves all the time, we always had to pull you away from some rave, some house music thing. And I was like, why are you into this? And I was like, oh, right.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He's a drug dealer. What? Every drug dealer I've ever known?
Well, I know specifically
every
who you're
drug dealer
about.
I've ever known has been to at least 700 raves. At least.
Yeah.
I don't know a single drug dealer who hasn't
well,
at some point
to
told me,
them.
Sorry, I'm going out of town this
yeah,
weekend
I mean,
to
it's a
rave.
Place to sell them. You're right.
And I won't
People
be in town
raves like drugs.
To sell you stuff. Yeah. And it's something about it. They get into the music. Maybe it's the drugs. I think, you know, I've heard that's part of it. Ecstasy, Molly, right? That's what they call it. Take
uh-huh.
that, go to a rave.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure you can take coke and go to a rave. Probably makes it better.
Of course you can.
You know? I think they just go hand in hand. Like chocolate and peanut butter. They mix well together. You don't have to have one to have the other, but they go great together.
Like girls and pantyhose.
Right. You can do coke alone at home.
You can have a girl without pantyhose.
And, yeah.
But why?
Yeah. That would be my question
right?
is why.
I mean, still, it's okay, but
if you're
I mean,
trying,
why?
If you're, well, if you're,
but if you're
trying
to,
do it,
like, why? I mean, you could go to a rave alone, and it'd probably be okay,
right?
But why?
Right.
Why go without drugs? Same thing with a girl. Like, you could have a girl over, but why not have her have pantyhose on?
Right. Yes.
The same thing.
Yeah. It's total, it just seems like a waste.
Just seems like, you
a
know.
A wasted opportunity.
Right, exactly.
A wasted opportunity. For me, at least. Now, maybe you'd say I didn't wear them because
I, didn't
I wanted you to leave me alone.
Pantyhose.
I know, because you want me to leave you alone.
No,
if you came in here tomorrow in pantyhose, I would assume that you wanted to have sex.
Fair enough.
And that's how it goes.
That's
if
not going to happen.
If I came
really
in pantyhose, you'd assume the
man.
Same thing. You'd assume if I came in here tomorrow in jean shorts and pantyhose.
I think maybe you didn't get changed from the night before and you're running late. That's what I would think. Are we done?
That's
I
it.
Don't know.
We are?
Mr.
Mm-hmm. Smiley Face, whatever it is, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.